know that the gods exist, of course. They even deal with them occasionally. But they don't believe in them. They know them too well. It would be like believing in the postman. And there's the food and drink, the bits of reptile and so on. In fact, witches don't go for that sort of thing. The worst you can say about the eating habits of the older type of witch is that they tend to like ginger biscuits dipped in tea with so much sugar in it that the spoon won't move, and will drink it out of the saucer if they think it's too hot, and do so with appreciative noises more generally associated with the cheaper type of plumbing system. Legs of toad and so on might be better than this. Then there's the mystic ointments. By sheer luck, the artists and writers are on firmer ground here. Most witches are elderly, which is when ointments start to have an attraction. And at least two of those present tonight were wearing Granny Weatherwax's famous goose grease and sage chest liniment. This didn't make you fly and see visions, but it did prevent colds. If only because the distressing smell that developed around about the second week kept everyone else so far away you couldn't catch anything from them. And finally, there's sabbats themselves. Your average witch is not by nature a social animal as far as other witches are concerned. There's a conflict of dominant personalities. There's a group of ringleaders without a ring. There's the basic unwritten rule of witchcraft, which is, don't do what you will, do what I say. The natural size of a coven is one. Witches only get together when they can't avoid it. Like now. The conversation, given Desiderata's absence, had naturally turned to the increasing shortage of witches. Desiderata had sent a note via Old Mother Dismas asking to be excused on account of being dead. Second sight enables you to keep a very tight rein on your social engagements.
"What, no one?" said Granny Weatherwax.
"No one," said Gamma Brevis.
"I call that terrible," said Granny. "That's disgusting."
"Eh?" said Old Mother Dismas.
"She calls it disgusting," shouted Gamma Brevis.
"Eh?"
"There's no girl to put forward, to take Desiderata's place."
"Oh."
The implications of this sank in.
"If anyone doesn't want their crusts, I'll have 'em," said Nanny Ogg.
"We never had this sort of thing in my young days," said Granny. "There was a dozen witches this side of the mountain alone. Of course, that was before all this," she made a face, "making your own entertainment. There's far too much of this making your own entertainment these days. We never made our own entertainment when I was a girl. We never had time."
"Tempers foggy," said Nanny Ogg.
"What?"
"Tempers fugit
means that was then and this is now," said Nanny.
"I don't need no one to tell me that, Githa Og. I know when now is."
"You've got to move with the times."
"I don't see why. I don't see why we..."
"So I reckon we've got to shift the boundaries again," said Gamma Brevis.
"Can't do that," said Granny Weatherwax promptly. "I'm doing four villages already. The broomsticks hardly had time to cool down."
"Well, with Mother Hollow passing on, we're definitely short-handed," said Gamma Brevis. "I know she didn't do a lot, what with her other work, but she was there. That's what it's all about, being there. There's got to be a local witch."
The four witches stared gloomily at the fire. Well, three of them did. Nanny Ogg, who tended to look on the cheerful side, made toast.
"They've got a wizard in, down in Creel Springs," said Gamma Brevis. "There wasn't anyone to take over when old Granny Hopfliss passed on, so they sent off to Ankh-Morpork for a wizard. An actual wizard. With a staff. He's got a shop there and everything with a brass sign on the door. It says... wizard."
The witches sighed.
"Mrs. Singe passed on," said Gamma Brevis. "And Gamma Peavy passed on."
"Did she?
Old Mabel Peavy," said Nanny Ogg through a shower of crumbs. "How old was she?"
119, said Gamma Brevis. "I said to her, you don't want to go climbing mountains at your age." But she wouldn't listen.
Some people are